While I this ditty do make plain, this is indeed a hue and cry after a loss which I sustain. One night as I was laid in bed, there I did lose my maidenhead. In London city did I dwell, and likewise at the tavern too, there this unhappy chance befell, which makes my very heart to rue. All comforts they are from me fled, for I have lost my maidenhead. Believe me, for I speak the truth, one of my honest master's men, a pretty dapper sweet-faced youth, was used to kiss me now and then, and at the length stole to my bed, and there I lost my maidenhead. He evermore did speak my praise, and likewise kissed me every day. He had such pretty winning ways, no lass alive could say him nay. But now those pleasant joys are fled, and I have lost my maidenhead. But one night amongst the rest, this young man to my chamber came, and there himself he soon undressed. Alas, I could not blush for shame, but straight he tumbled into bed and robbed me of my maidenhead. I softly said, "Why do you so?" He straightways talked of pleasant joys. I might have called for help, I know, but loath I was to make a noise. And now all joys are from me fled, for I have lost my maidenhead. To speak the truth, I seem to lie. My very heart did quake for fear, but yet he made more noise than I. At length my mistress she did hear, who rose and straight approached my bed. But first I'd lost my maidenhead. Out at the feet he straight did creep, this youth my mistress did not see, and I lay close as if asleep, but sakes she soon awakened me. Too late she did approach my bed, for I had lost my maidenhead. Upon the floor his breeches lay, my mistress said, "How came these here?" Alas, I knew not what to say, but trembled then and quaked for fear. My cheeks then blushed like scarlet red, for I had lost my maidenhead. Next morning when I did arise, my mistress I was called before. While tears was flowing from my eyes, she took and turned me out of door. Thus I by folly was misled in losing of my maidenhead. Some youth that hears me thus complain, if he this comfort can afford, to bring my